Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, Joe.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
What that music's for.
There's only one man.
He's back.
That remembers that music.
That's
and
right.
Fell in love with it. And the Cuban culture.
Right. Joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now, and you know with that music who it is, our buddy Bruce Bowen is back. Good morning, Bruce.
What's going on, fellas?
Bruce, how are you, man?
I see that's Joe now. Hey, Bruce, how are you, man? Like you couldn't keep in contact all these years, but it's okay. I've had therapy, and I'm gonna be better.
Hey, Bruce, I was so bad. We stiffed you out of so much money and stuff. I was so embarrassed I couldn't call you, man. So I just put that business out there right now.
Well, hey, things happen, Joe. But we can go with somebody a little more current. Or another Cuban vine, Tiempo Libre, El Rosca. He's a partner of mine. So you can do other things. Just be a little creative, Joe.
You know what? We thought of that one name this morning. You got me. Hey, Bruce, first of all, you've been spending time in South Florida? You've been coming down here at all?
Man, during this pandemic, everything has been frozen. And it's as much as I would love to, I have not been to Florida. I've only been to California once in the summer to visit family. But, with that being said, I'm adjusting to the new norm. So with this new norm, I'm looking forward to getting back to Florida real soon.
Yeah. Hey, let's jump to the game last night. I was thinking about you with all that. I thought they really got after defensively last night. Well, I thought it was a heck of a game. What did you think of the game overall last night, Bruce?
I thought overall it just shows you how important it is for possessions and knocking down shots during those possessions. I really have come to really enjoy the competitive vibe that Tyler Hero plays with. But even with that, he has some open looks. And what I don't want guys to do in these situations, Joe and Zach, that they just, I'll get it next time. No, you have to understand the precedence of the moment. And that's one thing that Riles was always preaching and teaching to guys is that you don't know if you're going to get back here. So you must take care of business when you have the opportunity. And so you look at all the missed shots in the second half, the missed threes from the Miami Heat, it just goes to show you how important it is and what a few shots can do. If AD doesn't hit that big three, if Tyler knocks down the three, we may not be talking about the Miami Heat being down right now. We will be talking about the series is tied up and what's going on forward.
What do you think about, just in general, Tyler Hero's play, a kid that 2 years ago was playing high school basketball and now he's in the NBA Finals? He just has a different kind of moxie to him when it comes down to the end of the game or in the beginning of the game. When he needs to take a shot, he just takes it. It's weird seeing that from a 20-year-old kid, right?
Well, it's not. You got to understand that everybody's blessed with different talents. We said the same thing in a different manner about LeBron James when he first came in, because I remember meeting LeBron prior to his rookie season we were in the playoffs in 03 in Los Angeles, and I remember just looking at LeBron's shoulder saying, man, ain't no way this kid should be in high school right now. But at the same time, my goodness, it's just, you know, and this is for all the parents out there that have kids that are playing in the sport. Hey, everyone's blessed with a different talent. You know, Tyler was blessed with a talent of an understanding of the game and to be able to handle himself amongst older players. This isn't the first year he's done that. He did that coming up. And I think the more that we can really shine a light on the fact that he's just a special talent, the better off he is. You have to speak about him in the same vernacular of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, because they were just ahead of their class, so to speak. So when you understand that, you continue to work at the process. But what better organization for him to be in, for as far as I'm concerned, than the Miami Heat? This is where he should be if he wants to continue to grow that talent, to become more mature in that talent. These moments where he misses shots or when he makes big plays, those are all, I think, the things that Miami Heat players are all about, because he will get better from the misses. He will get better from the makes, and it becomes a different type of understanding for him. And when you have a player in that organization that understands it's about the work, oh my goodness, sky's the limit for them.
Hey, Bruce, I was curious because you've been part of this Heat culture when this thing really kicked off and really got rolling. Have you been surprised that Jimmy Butler has been such a great fit for this Miami Heat, playing both ends of the court and buying into the Riley Spoelstra culture?
Well, no, not really, because let's be honest now, Joe. Jimmy's reputation coming in hasn't been the best.
Right.
It's been said that he's a guy that brings more of a bravado to the locker room and alienates players. Now, I'm not saying that that's who Jimmy is, but Jimmy has something to prove as well. Jimmy wants the world to know that, hey, I'm just a guy that works hard and I believe in what I believe in. So when you take him out of that, oh, my goodness, that cantankerous locker room in Philadelphia with Joel Embiid, who does not want to be held accountable, when you take him out of that situation in Minnesota where another big doesn't want to be, Cat Williams doesn't want to be accountable, so to speak, now, and oh my goodness, Wiggins, that guy that they thought he would be something truly special, and Jimmy saw that it was not the case, people tend to say, oh, well, he's bad this, he's bad that, because they're protecting their players. You put him in an environment where Riles is holding guys accountable. It's almost to the point where Jimmy was made for the Miami Heat. Jimmy brings to the game a lot of what Keith Askins brought to the game as far as hard work. I'm going to work my tail off, and I don't care who I'm going up against. That's what you need in today's game. And unfortunately, it's getting to the point where if you coach a guy, that guy will call his agent after practice and say, coach said I didn't do this right. And so now the agent calls the coach, and the coach has to deal with the agent. And now how do I go back and kind of stroke this kid's ego? Mind you, who has not accomplished anything yet, I have to stroke his ego, and now I can't move forward with where I want to be with my team. In the Heat organization, it's not about that, because it is about winning. Nothing else matters as far as how you feel and how many shots you get, anything like that. And I think that plays into who Jimmy is. He's a hardworking kid who wants to be the best he can be.
Bruce, you talked a little bit earlier about Pat Riley saying this, you know, or maybe telling these guys, you don't know if you'll be back here again. You got to do what you got to do, or guys having that mindset. I don't know if you saw Goran Dragic's comments a couple days ago or even yesterday before the game started, him on the bench trying to get ready for that game and the look on his face. That's got to be really tough. I know you played in a lot of final series in those big games. Getting there for kind of the first time, this is what your whole career is about. And this happening to you in the middle of the, or in the first game of the series, and not being able to play anymore, it's heartbreaking to see Goran's face like that.
It is heartbreaking because he's been through a lot. I mean, you look at, no one thought that Goran would get back to that player that he was in Phoenix. And so now he's been able to do those things on his stage now, getting his body back right after the knee issue. So for him to get back and get to the pinnacle of what you're working towards, yes, it is disappointing. But at the same time, it's also motivation. It's also motivation to make sure that he can try and do the best job that he can in order for them to be that much better next season. And all you can do now is give the mental preparation to the guys right now as far as the things that you understand. He's giving tidbits and notes of what he knows and how to handle certain things in certain situations with the guys that are now playing. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, Zach. You cannot take for granted what is transpiring right now. I think about this. Richard Jefferson, he comes out of the college. He played for the national championship in college. Comes to the NBA. In New Jersey, he plays 2 years, back-to-back finals. In his mind, he thought he was going to get there again within the next 3 or 4 years. It wasn't until like 7 or 8 years later that he got back to the finals, and it was with LeBron James. So you don't know what's going to happen. It's not guaranteed for you to get back. Look at the OKC Thunder when they had KD,
right,
James Harden, and Russell Westbrook. Right. They say, yeah, we'll be back. Were they ever back together? Absolutely not.
No. Hey, I was just curious, away from the finals, this thing going on in Brooklyn, whether the people like the hiring of the head coach, but some of the things Kyrie and Kevin Durant have said, how's this thing going to work out? I get that they have a lot of talent if they could all play together. How do you think it all works out?
It's always about the chemistry, Joe. And the fact that you have a point guard who was so intricate in satisfying so many different egos in Phoenix, I think it's a great hire for the Brooklyn Nets. I think it's a great hire because Steve Nash also spent time with the Golden State Warriors along with Kevin Durant being there. So he had a chance to watch Steve Kerr closely blend all those different types of attitudes and egos together for one common goal, and that was winning. I used to talk about this, how Steve Nash has such an infectious spirit on those teams in Phoenix. We're talking about Amari Stoudemire. We're talking about Sean Marion, Joe right. Johnson. He had a group of guys that he was always giving high fives to, hand pat on the back. That type of thing, that's what a leader does when it comes to some guys may not get as many shots as they like. So that leader is there to pat that other guy on the back. Hey, we're coming to you. And you need that. At this particular juncture, it's not about the X's and O's, but it's truly about how can I get this guy to play with this other guy while encouraging the other guy and also giving this guy a little love at a certain time. It's not as much as coaching. It's more of the coaching the mindset. And I think Steve Nash is a great guy to have do that with those attitudes that he has now.
Bruce, I got to ask you this as a defensive specialist here on the show. You, as a guy in the NBA who covered a lot of guys shooting three-pointers, what about guys getting fouled with such minimal contact on those three-pointers and getting three shots at the foul line? And B, part of that question, what do you think of all the flopping going around in the NBA right now?
Well, flopping is part of that. Hey, that began before the game even started. So
right.
We know that's going to be there. But this is one thing I talk about with Riles, and we're talking about elite athletes now. So we can either excuse those guys that are committing the fouls with what you say, Zach, as minimal contact, mm-hmm. but you know better than to foul a three-point shooter. When are we going to hold the players accountable to stop fouling a three-point shooter? Just stop it. See, I remember we went from the straight arm to a bent arm in the post and hand-checking. It was called tactile touch. And I remember Ryle said this at practice. Someone extended that. He said, hey, you can't do that. You cannot do that. So as coaches say this, it's up to the players. Nobody wants to be that player that is sitting up saying, where a coach says, man, I can't work with him. He doesn't listen.
Right.
We're talking about the elite athletes in the world, the best basketball players in the world. And you don't know not to foul the three-point shooter? You don't know that? Come on, man.
Well, I tell you, Bruce, it's been record numbers, too, of, like, I've seen more guys shoot three free throws. It's been crazy amount of fouls on three-point shooters. It's getting worse instead of better.
So there's a time where if you came close, you're like, ooh, I got away with that. But now they keep on, and then they want to argue. But I barely touched him. Yeah, you're not supposed to touch him. So you can't say I barely touched him.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, been great having you, man. Really appreciate it now that we're back together again, man. That's good stuff.
Hey, easy, man. This is just one date. This is just one date.
Right,
Joe.
Right.
Joe, you have not gotten off the hook. I get you
that's
at a better date, Joe.
All right, that's fair. Hey, I do know there's one thing down here in South Florida you've always enjoyed, and it's not just the food. Anyway, Bruce, thank you, man. You take care of yourself.
Look how you did that. Later, right. Fellas.
Jeez. Bruce Bowen joining us on the Twitter of Hollywood Hotline. Good to talk to him again.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We're running super late. Got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Al Leiter's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Talk to the former left-handed starting pitcher for that World Series team back in 97. Talked to him about all the craziness, including all the drama around Game 1 yesterday between the Marlins and Braves as they lose the first game in a best of five. We'll talk more about that coming up. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. First thing in the morning, no matter who you are, man. I just want to let you know if your lease is up, you're over your miles, just want something bigger. All of a sudden, you feel like that car, truck, or SUV got real small. Hey, come check out your South Florida Chevy dealers. First of all, Chevy Open Road Sale event is on. That means it's not only the best products we've ever had in 2020 and now 2021 coming out, but boy, I'll tell you what, whether it's a Tahoe, I love it. Had a Tahoe for more than a decade now. So roomy, so much fun to drive. Suburbans, I mean, if you got a big family and you just need maximum space, Suburbans are really hard to beat. And then all the different Silverado truck looks we have, perfect for your lifestyle. Whether it's a working truck, family truck, or combo truck, we got it. And of course, the new 2020 Traverse, that midsize SUV, still gives you a lot of space like the Tahoe. But let me let you know, it's a midsize SUV, spacious enough to accommodate the big family, yet doesn't compromise any of that great look and style that's so important. And the Equinox SUV, that's our smaller SUV. But again, when you look at the technology and active safety features, boy, I can go on and on with the style and plenty of substance. And the 2020 Chevy Blazer, I know this sounds like a teaser, man, all these great looks, but the new Chevy Blazer is unbelievable. One of my favorite looks in the Chevy family. Hey, find out for yourself. Take some test drive. I promise you, you're going to fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer and get a great deal in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
First pitch is hit hard to center field in the air toward the gap. Sierra going back, looking up. That one's gone. Dansby Swanson with a two-run blast. It's 9-4. Fly ball hit to center off a cutter, hit deep, going back as Acuna at the wall. He's got it on the warning track, one step from the fence, and the Braves have grabbed game one. A six-run seventh inning, and the Braves, the energy level sky high after the hit batsman of Acuna in the bottom half of the third inning, and they made the Marlins pay dearly. Final score of game one, Braves 9, Marlins 5.
I knew he didn't hit him on purpose with Acuna.
Bang! Anthony Davis from downtown! Timeout Miami!
And that'll do it. The Lakers bounce back after that disappointing loss in game three and are back in control of these NBA finals. Anthony Davis, a slow start in this one after a rough game three. LeBron James, same thing, but both turned it on in the second half.
This was a throwback game, and there were some moments of truth, you know, there at the end. And probably the bottom line is they won those moments of truth. You know, we had some reads, you know, they are long and they are an extremely good defensive team. So your windows happen much quicker. Thought we had some opportunities, but you do have to credit their defense. And they just made some more plays, you know, going down the stretch.
Very well put by head coach Eric Spoelstra. The plays that weren't made at the end of the game that the Lakers did make. From offensive rebounds to hitting threes to making their free throws, all the other things that took place. And, of course, Lakers are now up 3-1. That's the only one that really matters right now. And we'll see. I mean, still win some games. They're very competitive. For everybody thought last night that the Lakers are going to be motivated because AD and LeBron were embarrassed. How poorly they play, they're going to come out. And the first half, kind of a surprise. I always try to figure out what the personality of the game is going to be. And, boy, that's not the way I thought it would start last night. And the Heat playing great in the first half. And you're wondering what's going on with AD and LeBron. Weren't playing that well. LeBron started with 5 turnovers again last night after 8 in the game before. But, boy, they turned it on the second half. Boy, LeBron, 20 points in the second half, 11 in the fourth quarter with all these numbers. And I know we've talked about the big swings that took place and none. And listen, Jimmy Butler, I love the man on the man-to-man last night with AD taking Jimmy Butler a lot, LeBron also, and all those guys covering Bam and Jimmy versus AD and LeBron last night was pretty fun there towards the end of the game, right?
Yeah, of course. You want to see the stars. That's what this is all about, right? The NBA Finals, you want to see the stars. You want to see the best players. But that actually was really cool to see last night because the rest of these guys are good players. I'm not taking anything away from them. But those are your 4 biggest names on the court.
Well, they showed up. The two big stars,
right,
looked pretty damn good in the second half. Blocks by AD were just phenomenal. And listen, the other guy that people probably aren't going to talk a lot about, Caldwell Pope was really good. Made some huge shots. Big drive to the basket with the clock running down. They were kind of stagnant at that point, a little stale in their offense, and he explodes to the basket on Duncan Robinson for a layup. And then he hit the 3 in the corner. I thought that was huge. Jimmy Butler misses a 3. Caldwell Pope comes right down the other end and makes it. And it goes from the Heat potentially being up 1 if Jimmy Butler makes that shot to now they're down 5. And that's a big switch right there, man. That's a big change in the game. But it was fun. I know it's about winning. I do. But it's also they fought their ass off, man. You know, they fought hard, played hard again, had chances at the end of the game. They kept you up. They kept you right to the end of the game, right to the last few seconds.
Well, they lost by 6, and there wasn't like game 1 or even parts of game 2 when they were, you know, down 30 at one. You know what I mean? It wasn't like one of those times where you thought it was over in the first half. They were in this game the entire time, like you said. You don't stay up till midnight to watch that game if they're down 25 in the fourth quarter at some point. Yet they were around that entire game. A couple shots go differently in that fourth quarter, and it's all like Bruce said, you know, 1-3 made by Tyler late or early, whatever it was, it'd be different. How about the bench also? 14 points from those 3 guys. I know you didn't need as much because Bam was back, but still 4-18 shooting for Kelly Olynyk, Iggy and Nunn for 14 points. That's not going to help either.
I'll tell you what, nobody's talking about, but Nunn.
What happened to Nunn, man?
Ouch.
This guy started all season long for this team.
Ouch.
And what happened to him?
Last night was an ouch moment when you're starting to and you're under the microscope in these huge games and you're watching every possession and you're watching everybody's minutes and who steps up and who doesn't. That was an ouch for a guy that had such a good regular season in the starting rotation to what happened last night. So, hey, it's going to happen. But the two big guys did step up last night late, man, including AD, just turned the lights out with that 3-point shot that he hit. That was
the stab in the eye for me. That
well, they might have won even if he missed.
But it didn't matter. Just that hurt.
But that was like that was clear to everybody watching and all the players on both teams. That was the end of it. By the way, the other one, if you've been watching the Marlins or if you saw the game yesterday. And a 2:00 start, which, by the way, they'll have again today with Pablo Lopez on the mound for game 2. Alcantara pitched pretty well, gave up 3 earned runs, got in a little bit of trouble. And then, of course, Braves had the big 6 runs in the 7th inning with a couple of home runs. But the other part is I just love the guy, one of their best, by the way, he's one, not only one of their best players, one of the best players in baseball, Ronald Acuna Jr. is unbelievable. Hits a home run, if you missed it, and he is something else. He's a real passionate player. Watched it a little bit and flipped the bat and had a little fun with the dugout. And I mean, I don't know. Not everybody does it, but he got hit with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball the next time up. I mean, he caught it square.
I have to correct you. I think it was 98.
Okay. Well, whatever whatever it was coming pretty damn fast.
Right.
And, of course, Don Mattingly saying, hey, we weren't trying to hit him. It was just was a little too far inside. Meanwhile, the Braves manager is like, this is BS. I don't want to tell you what I'm really thinking, but this has happened before. And I don't know if we'll ever really know the truth because nobody's ever going to come out and you admit you hit somebody, you're done. I mean, you admit you hit somebody on purpose, you know. It's the best kept secret between manager and pitcher that you'll never come out with. But I always wonder, man, when it happens, because it kind of brings old school, new school together. Like, let them have fun, man. What's the big deal? Have fun running around the bases. Watch your work. Have a little flip that bat. And others are going, not on my watch when I'm pitching, because if you do that or I'm pitching next, I'm throwing at your ass. I am throwing. So it happened again last night, and became almost the biggest story as the Marlins losing that first game to the Braves in a best of five. They'll do it again. And everybody's got to be wondering the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
What's going to happen today?
You think the Braves hit somebody early?
No, that would be the interesting one. I can't imagine
right. The
Marlins hitting him again. If he gets hit today, it's going to be on.
I know.
If Pablo Lopez, whoever pitches after, hits him today, it's like, uh-oh.
Right. We got a problem. Right.
But we will find out, because if the Braves hit somebody, there's going to be a warning.
Right.
And both teams are going to be mad after what happened yesterday. It's already going to be escalated. It's going to be on, man. So today, 2 o'clock. Try to get a little nap in, Zach, before that, so we can see what's going to happen with that one. We got to go to break here. We jump into a lot more stuff coming up. Al Leiter will join us in 9 o'clock hour. It's really weird. Al Leiter does so many different things. MLB Network. I mean, the guy has always just had a great personality. Great personality. Of course, a big part of Marlins history. Pitching in front of against the Indians in front of 60,000 and pitched a hell of a game. Anyway, we'll go to break here. We got a lot of stuff to get back to here, get caught up on with all the other news, including COVID-19 has once again, Zach, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Like, the problem's not going away. And by the end of this week, commissioner's going to be scrambling, trying to figure out how to play these games. When the bye weeks fit in, and what do we do, and going to have to move the season back. I mean, I don't know what you do, man. And unless those guys go to a full-time quarantine, and they won't, I don't know what they're going to do. I just don't. Till they see it's serious, and the union says, guys, this is pretty serious. We're going to start missing checks. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the other answer is. I really don't, if you want to get these games in. We'll get caught up.
That's a real answer. That's a
problem. Yeah, Zach, we'll come back, get everybody caught up on the COVID-19 stuff that's going on, including one of the best players in football again. But right now, I want to talk to you about one of the best mortgage guys again. I'm talking about it. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man, I love talking about this guy, because fixed rate mortgages are in the twos right now. I want you to refinance, and if you want to deal with the bank, if you don't want to deal with the bank, go to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He's going to get you the best rates. And by the way, your service with him is going to be so much better than the banks. This is what he does 7 days a week, night, morning. Answer your questions. Wants to help you out. You want to know, how much am I going to save if I refinance? You want to find out how long. You want to know about, there is no prepayment penalty, by the way, at all. It's a lifetime opportunity. And by the way, just for people who want to buy, they've been renting for a long time, you're ready to buy, money is cheap right now, Take advantage of it. If you need a mortgage, go to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I know you're going to have a great experience. I know the service is spectacular. This is what the guy does, man. He's been in business since 1994. AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166254. Here's his number. Call or text him. Call or text him and get it started, man. I'm telling you, even if your credit score has been hit a little bit, don't worry. Mike Okotsky's taking care of everybody. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 for Mike Okotsky at Choice Mortgage.
All right, the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, the experts there treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. The uhealthsportsmedicine.com, Dolphins and 49ers coming up this weekend. And the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute is your injury report for the week. They sponsor the injury report. And guess what? It's not out yet. It'll be out later today, so we'll have the official one later. But, Joe, there's some interesting news going around the NFL this morning when it talked about not just the injury report, because these guys do get labeled on it or put on it, but it looks like the Raiders, the Patriots, and the Titans all this morning have a report of a coronavirus positive test in the facility.
Oh, man.
Three
where
different
there's teams. Where there's one, there's usually more.
Right.
Those guys all hanging out. That's not good.
Raiders play the Chiefs, I guess, this week, who played the Patriots last week.
Right.
Titans play the Bills, who played the Raiders last week, and the Patriots play the Broncos. A question was asked on Twitter, do any of these games happen in week 5?
Yeah. Wow, this is right. they're going to go to the union again and go, all right, guys, the problem is, by the way, I've been saying, is only going to get worse because you quarantine at practice, you test, but you're not in a bubble of any kind. You're going home, you go back. Even if you go, like a lot of the guys are living at the hotel and plantation, they're going out. I mean, they're not staying in that little hotel. They're going to go out a little bit. I don't mean, yep, you know, go out and grab dinner, or it's just, it, I don't know. I don't know how many people, or if they're going to, until they just absolutely lose checks and have to tell a wife or a girlfriend and kids, you're going to have to look at me through a window.
Right.
Or on a phone.
FaceTime on your phone or video.
If you want to come over and look at me on the outside of the hotel through the glass, and we can do signals, I mean, and talk on the phone. But unless short of that, I don't know how you're going to stop it.
Right.
I mean, you saw what happened to the president. I mean, right, and they're picking people out of where they were all sitting. I mean, it's just crazy, right? And this guy and Notre Dame president and the secretary and people are all spread out. And, you know, they're looking who they were talking to. And same thing, yeah. With football. So we'll find out.
Only thing that works is the bubble, Joe. You know that. At this point, we've seen it.
Well, they did it, and I give those guys a lot of credit, man. The heat's been there. Well, they're 3+ months staying in that thing. And the Lakers, you know, by the way, the more you win, the longer you stay in. And so, yeah, I'm sure they would like to get this thing and want to win a championship. And at this point, then get the hell out of here and try to get outside. That bubble's going to feel like everything's normal when you get outside it. Anyway, hey, what do we got coming in? 305-567-0560 on the text machine.
Somebody just texted in, Joe, the last concert I saw at the Hollywood Sportatorium was Boston. I still have some of my old ticket stubs. The whole area now is Silver Lakes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Wow.
The only way you could get to the Sportatorium was on US 27 or Flamingo Road back in the day.
I just remember that long drive. Wow. That's a great scouting job right there, man. Somebody, I was wondering what the facility is now. That's what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause everything's filled in, man. Everything out west.
Someone said, speaking of old school, Joe, we lost Bob Gibson on Sunday also. Speaking of hitting players.
Oh, my God. That probably a great time to bring that up. So Bob Gibson would hit you, and the thing was, all the guys on the team said, if Bob Gibson hits you, you run to first base like he just walked you.
Right, right.
Don't say anything about, because he had a ridiculous fastball too. Don't say anything to him because he'll kick your ass. If you go out there, he's going to like he's the baddest dude in baseball too.
He'll light you up.
How would you like that? You get hit by him. I go, no wonder he had a low ERA, man. No wonder he was so good.
Somebody told a story on, I think it was on ESPN after Bob Gibson passed over the weekend, and said that Bob Gibson, even at a later age, was pitching in a charity tournament, like a charity game, and someone hit a home run off him in like the second inning, and the next time up in the charity thing, he beamed him.
And this that's a
charity.
I think that's a true story.
I heard it.
I guarantee you what happened yesterday and all this bat flipping, if Bob Gibson was pitching.
Oh, right.
They're going, look it, dude, like you guys, we can all act like tough guys and like we want to fight, but don't go out there with Bob Gibson. Can you imagine everybody going, listen, Bob's pitching today. And if he hits you, if he thinks you're crowding the plate or he just doesn't like you and he hits you, you just run to first because if you don't, he'll kick your ass. Like, if you run out there in his area, he's going to come off that mound and you're gonna think he's Joe Frazier.
Right.
And I'm like, can you imagine that? Like,
no.
It's an unbelievable story. I always think of that when I used to see pictures of him.
It's just a funny story to hear. Charity game, he's beating dudes. Here we go. Proud of this Heat team. They'll be in the mix for years to come, coming out of the East. In Riles and Spo and company, I trust. That's one. Another one says, if Nunn scores a little bit more, or Crowder actually hits a few open threes, or even Kelly-O hits some shots, we would have won that game last night. And here's another one. Kendrick has done nothing in the bubble or the playoffs since he made the first team all-rookie. He went in the tank. I guess he thought he was done, retired, and going to the Hall of Fame.
But you talk about a guy that went from starting lineup and, you know, one of the best stories on the team. Seemed like he's averaging 15, 16 points a night. Just hitting his outside shot, going to basket, athletic. We're talking about how we got him and developed him in the Heat culture. And then, I mean, he hit some big shots, not in the last game, but the game before. But, man.
Yeah, I think he had 20 points in game two.
Last night was
bad.
Not good.
Yep. Tyler Herro retired after his 37-point game. I guess he thought he was done also.
Yeah.
He had a couple questionable shots.
Overall, it's the shooting percentage not high enough. They brought up his shooting percentage. We keep talking about these shots he hits late in games, but, you know, he's 20 years old. I mean, we're going to a 20-year-old to hit all these big shots. How crazy is that?
Right. Says we're talking about the tipping at the hotels. Someone said, I think hotel tip etiquette is $5 a day. $5 a day is a nice token of appreciation, someone wrote.
I don't know. You know, everybody's different on that. I've some guys do it, some guys don't. You know, so I go on the road with the team and, you know, I just tip. Just not a big deal.
Well, that's a little different. You're getting a free trip.
Okay, I agree. I don't pay for my room.
Big money bags. So you're getting paid to go up there. You leave a 20, you feel generous.
Okay, well, I also leave when I have my other vacations and go with my wife. But whatever, that's
you
fine.
Don't have you all take your vacations.
I always let you take shots at everything I do with money, and you don't know anything about me. Like, I don't hang out with you at all. Zero. And by the way, it'll be that way in the future. Zero.
I know that rent under your skin is free, bro, during this pandemic.
Damn.
Someone texted, Joe, did Hollywood leave a tip at that hotel that you recommended for him?
Nope.
No, dude, don't get me going on that. One guy's been to that restaurant, that hotel, and didn't like it, and it's Hollywood.
Man.
One guy.
Here's another one, Joe. Joe is a former pitcher. Anyone who takes too long watching their home run and flips his bat to boot, next time at bat, his ribs are mine. It's a great text.
We only have a morning. I was actually thought it'd be kind of funny if we just had all the guys that are former pitchers at
old
any
schoolers,
level.
Right.
Yeah. Like if you ever pitch and somebody like got a little, you know, they got the hot dog and they put a little too much extra spicy mustard on there and showing you up and you're standing out there after you just give up this 420-foot bomb and you got to watch all the show around it. like, I wonder what percentage of people out there going, oh, I'm throwing at his ass. If I'm still in the game, the next time he's up, and by the way, the guy that replaces me, I'm telling him, hit that son of a, right? Every time. Every time. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Al Leiter will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll check back in on the text machine. Always appreciate all your texts that are coming in. 305-567-0560. Kind of like going to your South Florida Chevy deals. I appreciate everybody that goes out there, because I know if you're looking for something brand new, car, truck, or SUV, you are going to love what's going on in 2020 and now 2021 as they start to come in at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Raving reviews on the new Tahoe. Everybody's loving it right now, man. If you got a big, you want a big, beautiful, comfortable SUV, I really recommend take a drive in that Tahoe. It is so much fun to drive. And of course, the Silverado trucks for everybody out there. Seeing a lot more trucks on the road and a lot more Silverado trucks, because we got the perfect truck for you. Now, the Chevy Open Road Sale event is on. There's always a great deal for you. And if you want to get something smaller, especially a midsize SUV, I want to recommend you take a test drive in the 2020 Traverse. Boy, I tell you what, it's got a great look, but it still has plenty of space for the big family. And that's so important. You want space, but you want it to look good too. Man, we got it at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Our smaller SUV, the Equinox SUV, is also hot right now. A lot of people like that. And, of course, the 2020 Chevy Blazer. Every drive is really a chance to show off. So much fun, and it looks unbelievable. Hey, I could go on and on about your South Florida Chevy dealers, but listen, let me just tell you, locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County, go. You're going to have a great experience. You really are. You're going to be blown away with the great-looking Chevys right now. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.